cliffcentral.com.
Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So fuck that.
G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
Hello, 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 hello. What's up? It's your boy G-Man, the ad man. And it's another beautiful, beautiful Wednesday. Another great week in advertising. And your boy's out here. Yeah? We're smack bam in the middle of December. And you know what it's like. I know a lot of you guys are a little hazy where you are right now. Because it's also that beautiful season of year-end functions. So, yeah. How's that been going for you guys? How much work are you guys actually doing? Has that skeleton staff thing started yet? You know, are you part of the skeleton staff now that everybody who actually had enough sense to take leave, those people are gone now. They have all gone to Plett, wherever it is that all the white people of advertising go to. And you are left there. You're chilling and you're watching YouTube waiting for the stings and squeeze bags. And you're waiting for things and squeeze bags, and you're waiting for the amendments to an edit that the client wants to get done in December because they are not on leave, you know. Because if they were on leave, this thing wouldn't be happening anyway. So I know it's exciting times in ad agencies right now, but fantastic. Very happy to be with you guys one more time. I've got a great show lineup for you today. I've got a fantastic guest. We're gonna chat. We're gonna get into some stuff. He's trouble. He's trouble. We've been sitting before the show. He's already said one or two things that made me think this is gonna be that kind of show. He's a problem, this man. Anyway, but let's get into some ad news, man. I'm gonna start with a quick shout out to Mr. Andrew Levy. Happy birthday, Andrew Levy. He has a show. I think it's two shows before mine in this shot. But you might also know him in the land of ad as the guy who runs the Umuzi Photo Club. So, well, he's part of the collective that runs the Umuzi Photo Club. What I think is one of the most important institutions in our industry right now, making sure that the young talent, the talent that often would not get the opportunity to land up in advertising, and I think it's an amazing initiative. So shout out Mr. Andrew Levy, happy birthday, and let's hope that you have a great time. Yeah, there we go. There's the horn, Mr. Andrew Levy. Shout out, big shout out, happy birthday. And then speaking of birthdays, FCB. Turned 90. I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but yeah, they turned 90. You know, I obviously have some kind of, I have a great affiliation and affinity to that joint because I was there for a very, very long time. Really great institution of advertising, you know. It's kind of, you know, just like all advertising institutions, but pretty much just like any institution, gone through its little changes, you know. It is what it is. But yeah, a really, really great place. Turned 90, and they ran this really great campaign where they were asking people who had worked at FCB before to kind of send through what their favorite experiences were at FCB of the time that they were there, what their favorite ads or piece of advertising were. Yeah, and it kind of takes you back, man. And it actually makes you realize what 90 years in advertising actually looks and sounds like. All the way to things like the Cecil Gluck Gluck ad, you know. That was before most people knew they could get into advertising. I mean, there's still a lot of people who don't know that they could get into advertising right now because of what it is. But we're not going to get into that today. But I think that's amazing. I think it's amazing that an institution like that has done this well and has been able to keep itself relevant up until now. And I mean, they're doing exciting things. It feels like I was in my research in the past week. I found a whole bunch of FCB stuff, and I think that they're also doing some really great things down in Cape Town. Now, you all know that Cape Town, you know, is a topic really, really close to my heart, and I see the guys doing amazing things in Cape Town right now. They've done this amazing thing. So the MD in Cape Town, Mr. Eric. Eric de Oliveira, shout out Eric. They're doing some exciting things down there. They've got these two initiatives that they've got going on down there. One of them is called, they've created a specialist department called FCBX. Okay? FCBX, that's what they're calling it. Right? And it says here that according to MD Eric de Oliveira, they're adding further depth and scale to the experiential and activation business. So it's going to be nice to just kind of see what that means and what that yields. It's going to be cool to see what that actually is going to mean for the industry down there. But the one that excites me or that intrigues me, I think is a better word, is this initiative they call FCB Night. Okay, so now it's spelled N-I-T-E, so it's FCB Night. So it says here, it says that FCB Cape Town will partner with advertising schools in Cape Town to bring third-year students into the agency between 6 o'clock and 10 o'clock in the evening. We'll provide dinner and the tools they need to work on the briefs already in the FCB system. Should ideas they generate have legs, they'll be taken into the full creative process and developed further in conjunction with the FCB's creative teams. Now, I mean, I happen to think that that is a stroke of genius on their part. In that, you know, they're obviously going to be tapping into insights and into minds that are fresh and still out there and looking to make an impact into the industry, but also getting to those insights that are not necessarily going to be coming from a strategy session, or that are going to be coming from some beautifully jaded creative. You know, it's actually going to be these kids are going to be coming through at night. But have they thought about what third-year students are doing between 6 and 10 at night? And are they willing to facilitate those activities in their building? You know, I mean, I'm not saying that I did any crazy things between 6 and 10 at night when I was in advertising, but I mean, or in advertising school. But I mean, yeah, guys, you're asking these young people who are normally out there in their pubs or being young people to now be in your studio. So I think that's going to be exciting. It's going to, there might be one or two things that are going to excite and or shock some people in that system, but I do think that it's an amazing initiative. So huge shout out to the guys at FCB and FCB Cape Town for that great initiative. We'll be looking at that one with bated breath, and then also we'll see what happens 9 months from now. Anyway, but it is also, it's once again looking through some of the stuff that the guys have been doing. There's that Wimpy campaign that's out now. You know, I always say it's you never actually let go of the brands that you work on. So I still have this big link to the Wimpy brand from all the work that I did with them, and I saw the latest campaign and so it's the one with Richard Lukungu in it, and yeah, man, yeah, hey, yeah. In fact, you know what? Give me a call. Send me a message on Facebook or on Twitter. It's on Twitter. It's at Blaxem. It's at BLAXEM or at CliffCentral.com. And let me know. Let me know what you think about it. Let me know what you think could be better. Do you think that it works? That it doesn't make you go and buy a burger? Is that what it's supposed to be doing? You know what I mean? All that stuff. Let me know how it makes you feel. I mean, you know, like I always say, this show is not necessarily about shooting ads down. You know, because of how bad ads happen to good people all the time. But you know, when you spot something that, you know, yeah. Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on before I say too much. Yo, I told you guys I have a dope guest with me today. It's really cool when you like, and like I said as well, you know, like I saw, he arrived here earlier and he made me nervous. He made me nervous with his words. Outside there, because he was already suggesting strange things, but no, I'm not. This is not the kind of show, and you will respect these walls, but yeah, I told you guys if you followed me on social media, my guest today has done amazing things. He comes from an agency that essentially started you know from pretty much from the very bottom, and they've done amazing things, and in fact, they actually just won. Just 2 weeks ago, they won the Ad Focus Mid-Sized Agency of the Year. I mean, you don't just get that. You know what I mean? You don't just get there fucking around. You know, these guys have done amazing work. But in the studio with me today, I've got just one of the partners at this agency because of what agency life actually is like. You know, you plan that you're gonna have, you know, a big party with a bunch of people in there until the client calls and says, "What party?" And then he actually wants you guys to come in. So yeah, I mean, in the house with me today, what's up, Mr. Velinguban? What's cutting?
Yo, G man.
What's up, man? How you
good,
doing?
Good, man. I'm good. I thought it was unradio. That's why I had those comments.
No. It's unradio. Unradio. But also, you know, I don't want to get fired from an unradio show.
That's gangster.
You know what I mean?
Thank you for the invite, my man.
No, no problem, man. I think we've been trying to get you on the show for a while now.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of getting fired from unradio, it's like if you ever saw that movie Friday, where Craig gets fired on his day off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm trying not to have that happen to me today. But yeah, man, tell me, how are you guys doing? What are you guys up to? What is in your inbox right now? What is Avatar busy with?
Jeez, you know, we're busy with a lot of things. I think the establishment of the Cape Town office has been keeping us very busy.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yes, you guys just launched a Cape Town office.
We just launched in Cape Town about 3 months ago. So,
guys, listen to this guy. Yeah,
yeah. You know, yeah. And the Caltex client, I was there for 7 days last week. The Caltex client is keeping us busy. But I think we're getting a lot of interest after our Ad Focus win.
Oh, that's dope,
man. You know, people are finally, you know, like, we've been building this agency and finally winning an award like this just adds so much credibility.
That's right. That's right.
So your brand managers that want a transformation and want an agency like us can suddenly say, hey, wait a minute, here's an agency, when people are like, no, that agency doesn't exist.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, because, you know, that's what happens in boardrooms. You know, you want to appoint an agency, you're fighting for a certain type of work, and the consensus is like, no, that agency doesn't exist. What are you talking about? So I think this is just a stamp that says, hey, this agency exists and it's Avatar and it's in Parkwood. Yeah.
And it's a little more than just existing right now. It's kicking ass.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You know? Man.
I think that was a big turning point for us. You know, besides, you know, the massive growth that we've had this year, the new clients that we've brought on, but I think that was just a final stamp of approval by the industry, by our peers.
Right.
That's dope. Yeah,
that's amazing, man. I think that's a really, really great thing. I mean, you talk about how it just attracts clients. Does this mean you guys are going to be having, you know, a huge pitch season?
We are. You know, I was at I'd planned a whole holiday back home, and at about 4 o'clock yesterday, a client said, after a pitch briefing, if you had planned anything for holidays, cancel them now. Because you are going to be working this December. Yeah. But, you know, it's good. It's good to work. You know,
I always say,
even to my guys back, you know, the converse of that is not a good one.
No,
you know?
No.
Rather have lots of work than not.
Yeah, exactly. You'd rather be working through December.
Rather be working through
than
December.
Not be sure whether you can come back in jail.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You know what I mean?
That's the thing. But it's a blessing, man. You know, the agency is growing. We've finally found our signature in terms of work.
Yeah.
Great team. You know, I always believe that you must always hire people that are more intelligent than you.
That's right.
The guys inspire me every day. You know, reviews, I'm learning stuff, especially the younger guys, man.
Yeah.
This MT generation, they're running circles.
What I like to call them, Mabala noise.
Yes. You know, these 20, you know, some young talent, some young female talent as well.
That's great.
Is coming up in the agency world, kicking ass, man.
That's fantastic. But, I mean, speaking of which, how many people in your Joburg office? I mean, how big is your staff contingent?
We've got 69.
69.
We've got 69 people.
That is a big shop.
Yeah. You know,
No. That's a lot of people.
And then that's in 5 years. You know,
yeah.
So we've got 69 people in 5 years. We've got two at the in Cape Town at the moment.
Okay.
But that's also poised to grow. You know,
yeah, man.
At the moment they're just servicing the one petroleum client.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're hunting, man.
That's
we're hunting.
Great. That's fantastic.
We're out there hunting everywhere. Rondebosch, we're hunting, man. City Paul, we're hunting, man.
Oh man. So dude, like I said, I mean, Cape Town is a big conversation for me, and how we're going to change that. And it sounds to me like you guys have a plan of how you're going to take your transformed way of doing advertising down there.
Yeah. People are hungry for the work, you know. And I was saying in another interview that, you know, we're not a black agency, we're not a white agency, we're not a green agency. We're an agency that is reflective of the consumer.
That's right.
We've got all races in this 69 people, and we make sure that when you sit around the table, there's a view from St. John's to Wamashu High to Wandengez.
That's so dope.
Because that's the only way. Diversity. Because I think, because we black owned, it's two black guys, one from the township, one from the rural area.
Yeah.
People always say, black owned agency.
Yeah,
we are black owned, but the type of work that we want to produce is a very diverse work. So when we sit around the table, all the views, and I think that's how
that's
we want brand SA, because we understand South Africans.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we've got SAA, because we understand South Africa. And we've got Limpopo Tourism as well. Those are three national brands, and it speaks to the whole diversity that we can understand a province like Limpopo from so many different views.
That's right. Yes. Did you guys hear that, guys? Listen to how well our friends are doing out there at Avatar, at SAA, Brand SA, you know. Tell him to Uncle me, Tada. Let me hold on to something. You know what I mean? Let me hold on to a millionaire. No, but I mean, it's obviously testament to the work that you guys have put in the past 5 years. Huh?
Yeah, I think it's just it hasn't been easy. You know.
Yeah.
And luckily, I've got an amazing partner, Zbusiso Mkwanazi.
Yeah. Shout out, Zbusiso.
I'm shining my horns.
I told him my horns.
You know, and I think our partnership has gone through its ups and downs. Yeah. We've had cash flow problems as any business, would. Yeah. You know, but we've stuck together and we've stuck on this vision, you know, through God's blessing, it's starting to bear fruit.
Yeah, man.
And be the agency of choice for a lot of brands that actually want to see change in the industry.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's amazing, dude. And I mean, when I first found out about you guys, the word digital was quite prevalent in your name. You know, Levita Digital Agency.
Yeah.
But I've also seen that trend has gone to transcend to go into a whole bunch of other agencies.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you realize that you're offering. Doesn't necessarily have to be limited to digital.
Sure.
Is that what happened with you guys?
Definitely. Look, we launched during a recession.
Right.
So we had to do business differently.
Ah.
So gone were the days of the hippie budget where they just give you the budget, marketing budget, and hope for the best and don't want returns. So
exactly.
Strategically, we launched with a digitally integrated agency because then we could come back to the bean counters and the marketers and say, hey, your 10 Rand got you 15 Rand.
So we
pushed measurement. And the only way we can... talk to the bean counters and the other side is if we come back with facts. Because we can't come back with a beautiful ad. It's like, oh, wow, the guys don't care about beautiful ads. They want to see what did my money do. So we started with digital at the core and then have all these services. And still now, what does your TV ad, how does your TV ad grow on digital?
Your radio ad
that you know, how does it, because the conversation, how does it drive conversation to the other platforms?
That's
so
right.
That's the whole integrated model. But I think it was through sheer desperation to get the budgets because we could measure.
That's right.
You know,
that's
and
right.
Then we're going to come back because there's times where marketers were paired with like the CFO, so watching over their back.
Yeah.
So you couldn't say, Mr. CFO, what a lovely print ad. The guy would be like, did my money go to this? How much was this shoot?
Did you need all these lights?
Did you need all these lights? Why didn't you have one model instead of two? You know, so when people were cutting costs, it was very important for us to come back with facts, you know,
right.
and that has helped the agency because we've become a very intelligent agency. You know, we've got our digital department headed out by Herman Dagener.
Shout out, Herman.
You know, it's a very data driven department that actually comes back with facts of what the campaign has actually done.
That's
so
right.
Measurement has become central, and it's really our secret recipe. Well, it's probably not a secret anymore because a lot of people are trying to do it. But measurement has become a very big thing in clients' eyes.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's amazing, man. It sounds like you guys are doing really, really great things. I saw, and I was reading up on some of your stuff, there's a sentence in there where you speak about integrated, and it obviously has a dual meaning to you guys.
It's
the integration of all the functions of the agency.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's as opposed to calling it a transformed agency, it's more of an integrated agency in the form of integrating everybody from different backgrounds into your work, and you walk into pitches and find that becomes kind of your silver bullet as well.
Definitely. You know, South Africa is such a beautifully complex nation.
Yeah.
And if you want to communicate to that nation, you must have an equally complex agency.
That's right.
And we promote cultural diversity. I mean, on Heritage Day, like I posted a picture of just all the cultures that we have in the agency,
yeah.
And that's really the silver bullet because, as I say, as I review from the perspective of a guy from KwaMhlabeyalinga, and I'm thinking, this app will it make sense there? Will it, you know, will my people know? Because we suffer from when we go back home. Basmus, what do you do when then? So we judge the campaign like that, you know.
Yeah.
Another guy would probably look at it from like a Kasi perspective.
Yeah.
So how much it does routine, maybe on the campaign.
Yeah.
And then we question it from a certain perspective, and from, you know,
that's
so
fantastic.
You need that whole diversity to actually come up with the perfect marketing product.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know what? It's something that has been echoed a few times onto the show as well.
Yeah.
Because you know, like I mean, Amit Tilly was here a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Exactly about that.
Yeah.
That it's important that we just get a sense that you know that, you know, you're speaking from the perspective of all of South Africa.
That's it.
You know, and represent obviously the demographic.
That's
you
it.
Know? But also without obviously compromising the integrity of the agency just for, you know, numbers of things. You know,
it needs to be real. It needs to be authentic. And you need to be having the objective to communicate for your client effectively to the market.
That's right.
So if you're doing one thing, you don't set up Tswana agencies or Zulu exactly. agencies.
That's it.
You
right?
don't, you know, so why set up a black agency?
Fair point. Yeah. Fair point. Absolutely fair point.
Yeah.
Really, here's what I have to do. I have to play an ad now. After that, when we come back, you know, you're going to take us back into, you know, how... What made you end up here where you are right now with being the leadership of Avatar when everybody, you know, when most of us are sitting at agencies waiting for the end of the month. You know what I mean?
Rocket. Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to get back into that. It's your boy, G-Man the Ad Man, and I'm still hanging out with Veli Nguban. We're having a dope time. He's behaved himself up until now, so I enjoy that. but yeah, hit us up. Hit me up at BLAXEM, that's at Blacksim on Twitter, and also hit me up on at CliffCentral.com with your comments and your questions for Veli when we come back from the other side of this. Boom.
Not everyone who likes cars is a petrolhead. Some of us prefer the unmotoring side of cars. Yet we all spend so much time in these machines that they have become an extension of our personalities and reflect quite a bit about who we are and where we are in our life stages. On Auto Central, we understand this.
Make sure you're up to speed with all things motoring by tuning into Auto Central every Monday morning at 9 a.m. just after the Gareth Cliff Show. Or download the podcast on autotrader.co.za. Auto Central, motoring's biggest power hour, powered by Auto Trader.
Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So fuck that.
G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
What's up? Hello, hello, hello. Your boy is back. Just back from a break. That was Trompies. Yeah, we were... Veli's out of hand, guys. You guys don't know how out of hand this guy is. yeah, the crazy conversations we're having in between during the break there. But yeah, man, I'm still hanging out with Mr. Veli Nguban out here, big partner at Avatar. So hit me up. Hit me up. I see you're getting a lot of love on Twitter. Guys like Jerim Bufane.
Ah, legend.
You know, out there just going, acknowledging, you know,
salute,
that you're out here.
Salute.
So yeah, man. I mean, so you know, being a part of agency, right? There are a lot of things that are secure about it. You know, and it's we all started at agencies, and you're like, dude, you know what? I'm fine here.
Yeah,
you know, and it takes the crazy few, takes the ridiculous few to make the call to go out there and especially when you know that you're going to be dealing with things like I've heard that cash flow things happen to these people. You know, so where did this all start for you? I mean, were you like in a big agency before? Where did the ad thing start for you?
Yeah, well, look. I'll take it from right to the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, it started, I went to UCT.
Yeah.
My parents didn't believe that, I don't know how I did it, but I flunked very good marks in matric, so I could get into stuff. And they're like, there's no way with these marks. You know, like parents judge you on your marks.
Yeah, exactly.
With my marks, you are going to be a lawyer, you.
Yeah.
So I did the whole law economics thing.
Oh, yeah?
At UCT, just, you know, get street cred
nice.
From the parentals. Yeah. And then I went to Red and Yellow. And that's where it really started. A guy called Jason Knight, who was a strategist at Island Davenport, came to present the company. And I just loved it. You know, that BMW, that Mac Computer, that InvestTech.
And
Island Davenport was like the hottest thing then.
Yeah.
Spoke to him afterwards. We had a lunch. We hit it off. And then I joined Island Davenport.
Oh, dope. Island Davenport up here in Joburg.
Up here in Joburg.
Right, I moved from
Cape Town.
Shout out ID.
Phillip Island.
Yeah.
John Davenport. Yeah. So, and then when I got here, it just grew the love for, I mean, it was such a small agency that the first meeting I thought I was going to BMW with someone.
Yeah.
But then when I was leaving, I was like, where are the other guys? They're like,
it's all you,
the account manager. I'm like, oh. this is BMW, guys. Can't just leave it to me. So I think being part of a smaller agency exposed me firsthand to client. I mean, we were presenting to the actual client. You know, it wasn't like, you young creatives, you must just do the work. And then we will, so we're actually, and I think that grew me even faster because the responsibility was huge. You know, you're live in client before you even,
That's insane. and you know what? That actually is very key to the development of young creatives, because I think that the more you keep the young creatives away from the client, the longer it takes for them to learn actually what happens in those meetings.
That's it.
So you sit there, you're writing ads or you're directing in isolation.
Yeah.
And somebody just comes back and says, they didn't buy this thing.
That's the thing. And you haven't seen the client's face. There's nothing better. You can have a debrief that the client didn't like it.
Yeah.
But there's something different when you look into the client's eyes and you see. So it gives you that live performance thing. And I was nominated for an award, and my partner Z was speaking at the award.
Oh, right.
And I just love the way he was speaking. He used to own a company called Crazy Boys. I don't know where they
remember. Yeah.
So he was talking about his business philosophy, what he wants to do. And he was crazy, man.
Yeah.
He was just back. And I was like, this guy is so crazy. I need to join him.
But how long into your journey at Island Devonport did this come along?
This was 2 years in. Had reached a very high level. I was, just going up the ranks.
Yeah.
And then when I left, they started throwing everything at me to say, this is crazy.
As they do.
Imagine, what about your car? How will you do this? You're just jumping, And I just said, look, this is a crazy dream. I believe in the crazy dream. I'm going to go with this guy.
Whoa,
I'm
going to
go
man.
With this Mkhwanazi guy.
Yeah.
Let's see where that takes us.
That's fantastic.
And as a result, they said, look, you can't leave. Okay, if you want to leave, please sit on our board.
Yeah.
And the next 2 years, I sat as a non-executive director at Island Devonport. Devonport. And that also showed me how the business side is. Because, as creatives, it's nice to do nice stuff.
Yeah.
But, when you're sitting there with the numbers, just say, guys, the hours, it taught me the business side.
So time on sheets.
Time sheets. But now I got to know, these timesheets, this is why,
because this
is how the business. And I ended up understanding the suit side, which has been very important because now I know both sides.
Completely.
So we left, I left a jump ship, hard as first few months. I remember there was just three of us in the office and one desk.
Yeah.
And subsequently we won National Geographic, and I think that's what set it off.
Oh, that's dope, man. So this man, most people wait, I mean, like myself, having waited 10 years, 11 years to kind of make the leap, three years in, you kind of knew that you wanted to do it differently?
I did,
And so how do you win something like a National Geographic with three years in the game? You know what I mean? All that.
It was crazy, man. It was crazy. I remember always tell the story that we asked some friends to come into the office because we didn't have a receptionist. We didn't have people that make tea. You sit there, you answer them. This is how you do it. There's a client coming in.
Yeah.
I remember
you must look like an agent.
Yeah. We went and bought a screen for the first time. We're like, we're presenting. We need a screen. It's our last money to put the screen up. I remember, shout out to Tandy Davis, man.
Tandy Davis, shout out.
Yeah, she gave us our first break.
Yeah.
And she came into the office and we were pitching and we just gave it our all.
Yeah.
And she just looked and said, okay, I'll give you guys a chance.
Yeah.
That's
dope, man.
Gave us a chance, and she gave us Fox and National Geographic. And that started, and we were lucky enough to get our first brief was Walking Dead, which is a magic brief for any agency.
Yes.
You could just naturally kill them.
Yeah.
So that's how we grew, man.
That is so dope, man. Shit, dude, that's such an inspiring story. I mean, for anybody who's out there who thinks that, and I've always advocated this with people who are in advertising. And I've said, guys, advertising is unlike a lot of careers where actually your how long you've been doing it doesn't necessarily dictate how much you know.
Nah.
Right? If anything, you're
still, better the other way.
You stay vulnerable to the kids that are just coming in.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, it must be a really inspiring thing. I mean, it inspires me that you know what I mean? Like, if you could walk in there and just kind of go, 3 years in, I could change the whole way my whole thing goes.
It's the craziness. You need to be crazy, man. You need to be crazy, because the thing is with all the guys that are listening in agency, start except my guys,
yeah.
start, start planning your exit. Start planning your way. How can I grow the industry? Where's my niche? Yeah. Look for gaps. You know, gaps. And that's what we saw. We saw a gap and we took it. You know, and always look for gaps. You know, I always say, this is what my partner always says when we have an agency meeting.
Yeah.
Don't leave here and go to another agency.
Because
you'll disappoint us.
Exactly.
If you leave here, you must go start your own agency.
I fucking love that.
Don't go for another job. Happily take your resignation if you're going to start your own agency. And we've got guys that we still work with.
Yeah.
You know,
Who have subsequently left?
Who've left and set up the agency, and we still give them briefs and we still work with them, because the more of us out there as entrepreneurs and creatives, the better it is for the industry.
That is so dope, man. That is so dope. And I think, you know what, Veli, that I think having had the training in the suit side of things has been a big contributor to that, obviously.
Yeah.
Because what happens to a lot of creatives is we're kept into this in this little corner, right? And it's an exciting corner. You know, don't get me wrong. It's a dope corner.
Yeah.
And not everyone is going to be a dope entrepreneur at the same time. So that's fine. I accept that.
Yeah.
But I do think that there's a lot that comes with understanding that client or the suit side of it.
Yeah.
That actually builds the way you approach briefs as well.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
That's it.
You don't just go, "I client must just look for another million."
That's it. You know, creatives must make friends with suits, you know, because if you leave that company, leave with the best suit there, because the business side...
That is dope advice. That is excellent advice.
The business side is huge. It's a complex game. And and if you get a very good person on accounts, because a lot of people that leave the industry, good creatives, they wonder, why am I not winning awards anymore? Why, you know, the industry has shunned me. But no, you just don't have the systems to do the work, because, you know, you're not getting the brief right, and the client sees, okay, you're doing good work, but it's not what I want.
That's not right. No,
that's why you need a suit to actually guide you, to say, you know, those creative reviews when we don't like them in the room, but they have to be in the room, because they're like, great concept, but it's not on brief. Yeah, go back.
Yeah, but that's when you get angry.
Yeah, we want to high five each other because it's so dope. Yeah. But it's very important to have the business side. And I think I've been lucky with Z because he basically manages the business. And he's a proper suit. And you know, me, every day I want to buy a new Mac, a more high-spec Mac. He's like, no, guy.
Yeah.
We have to budget
that's not how it
these
works,
things.
Yeah,
no, you can just buy machines. I'm like, but this is the latest. Just check this thing, man.
Oh, man, that's fucking dope.
Spinning.
They're spinning, nigga. They're spinning.
Like, let's buy stuff. New furniture. And he's like, no. Let's put it in the 6 month. You know,
that's
like,
right. That's right.
I was ready in Cape Town to just go buy all the furniture.
Buy things.
Like, no, we'll buy them in staged approaches.
No, dude.
We'll get your boardroom in February.
Yeah. No. You know what? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. There's a way that you start to appreciate all the things that you've actually been sheltered from, in inverted commas. You know, and it's a system.
Yeah.
You know? And you realize that, like, you know what, there's some things that need to be running a certain way, and that actually is what fuels you to be able to do the practice.
That's it. Traffic, I'm sure the people listening in the industry, they must think that's the most irritating department.
Yeah.
But that's the most needed department.
Completely. Because it's core.
It doesn't matter how good your work is.
Yeah.
If it's constantly late for clients.
Yeah. Then it's just like,
no. It's like, whatever. You know?
Wow.
So those systems that we as creatives take for granted, because we don't see it.
Yeah.
Because it works. And it's like, oh, traffic is on my back. Hey, man is coming to check on my brief.
Yeah.
Hey, the client needs it.
Because this thing is needed, my man. Yeah. Le ole di le la traffic la But it's because that's the system that's necessary to
it's core. For the agency to work. And I mean, what we did first, some advice that we got from some industry heavyweights, get the systems right.
That's right.
The first thing we did, without the money, but we said we're going to put Chase. That's the first piece of software we put in the agency.
It was Chase.
It was Chase.
Yeah. Before Microsoft, it was Chase.
Because we could have like, hey, let's do our things. Let's do our own briefing.
No.
It's an industry standard. And we said, okay, we're going to put the system because we want our agency to run like a big agency.
That's
from
right.
the jump.
That's
from
right.
the first week.
That's
we must
insane.
Have the stuff, you know.
But because, I mean, I've had a couple of conversations with people about this as well.
Yeah.
And it's exactly that, you know, to kind of have the vision for it from the very beginning, that you need for it to see itself as a big business, must change the way you view everything and how you forecast as well.
And not to say, like, I don't want small clients. Yeah. But we also set out. We said, hey, we're going to go for blue chip.
Like, yeah, yeah.
We didn't want, you know, someone's corner bakery website. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you get stuck in that.
Papa Panda's
Shali website and a pamphlet. Yeah. So we also plan to go for the big clients. And that's right. That's what we've been going for, you know?
That's insane. But there has to have been a time. I mean, tell me about the time where you go from being the guys who have Fox and National Geographic, right? To the guys who say, okay, damn it, you know what we're going to do? We're going to go pitch for Caltex. Because obviously you guys were going up against heavyweights. Caltex at the time, I think, was with Why Not, right? So how do you change your mindset? I guess you just said that, you know, you always thought like that. But like, something has to change in you and internally, right?
Look, I never hide this in any interview that I had. SAA was the turning point.
It's through
government legislation. You know, we've got the winds on ourselves in terms of transformation.
Yeah.
And the peristatals are really transformative.
Right.
You know, you look at even the briefs and the tenders that they bring out, they want transformation.
Yeah.
So they're leading transformation. And I think the criteria...
And I think that's a very important part of the conversation.
Yeah.
So big shout out to the peristatals that are actually leading the conversation.
Yeah, and we must never hide that. I mean, we've got SANRAL that has appointed an agency, a young agency like us, because they believe in transformation.
That's right.
So I wouldn't mince my words and hide that part of our growth has been fueled by the transformative legislation.
Yeah.
That happens to say, hey, a guy from Gamhlabeling and a guy from Fosloras
has
jumped
the
queue.
That's right.
You know, they're good at what they do. They've been closed out of the industry. So that really led to your Caltexes and even bigger clients.
Sure.
You know?
That's inspiring, man. I think your guys' whole story is very inspiring, and I mean now I'm sure after last week's win or 2 weeks ago's win, that young people now are knocking on your door more. I mean, I'm sure people, prospective employees, are queued up like it's a Lil Wayne concert outside your spot.
No, we're loving it, you know, and we invite all great talent. We want it to be the home of creatives that want to do great work.
Yeah,
creatives that want to make a change. Creatives that want to be, you know, I was honored I had a conversation with someone that I looked up to so long, Happy Chingile.
That's right.
Because
shout out to Happy. Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, yeah. Because he was getting the Lifetime Achievement Award. And from that guy saying to us, we doing great. I mean, that's head boys, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that one for me, that was bigger than the awards.
Nick.
That was bigger than the awards.
Yeah.
Like the Madiba of the industry saying, hi, you are doing well. Yeah. You're doing good with this avatar.
Yo, hey. Rahebi, yeah. I seen Nagyum Fano. Oh man, that's fantastic. I'm still hanging out with Elingubane, guys in the studio. Yeah, I told you guys he's out of hand. But yeah, send me your tweets, send me your messages on @Blacksim on Twitter or @CliffCentral.com. Dude, you're getting a whole bunch of love from people on Twitter, because and I think it's because it does it must come from the energy that you cultivate in the industry, and also just the energy that I'm getting, and I'm guessing is what runs your agency.
That's the whole thing. You know, I went to another agency briefing. And I told the staff at the Christmas party that I couldn't believe that was an agency. You know, agencies have fear now. You know, they walk around. I was like, is this an agency or an accounting firm?
Do you think that's why the work we have on our TVs looks the way it does?
That's the thing. You know, and
out there in the world, that's why it looks the way it does?
You know, people aren't challenging their clients.
Yeah.
You know, people aren't offering their service. You know, I think clients are dictating a lot. And it's a collaborative effort where you can sit and have mutual respect and say, you know, this is how...
And here's what I think you should be doing.
That's the thing.
Yeah. Because that's why you hired me, right?
You know, people are so scared of being fired off accounts that they're just giving clients what they want.
Yeah.
Oh, funa look, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's
as long as you keep me on the retainer,
But that's what I was saying the other day, that it seems like we're not very far away from putting PowerPoint presentations on TV. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Because we literally are taking everything that we've had in the strategy sessions with the client and all that.
Yeah.
And we're not actually bringing anything to the table anymore.
That's it.
We're getting there and we say, okay, that thing that you want, it's on TV now. I promise you. Very soon.
And we must fight that and in a very strategic way, because we're a service industry. And we must offer that service.
That's right.
And client is an expert at their product, and we should be an expert at communicating the essence of that product.
Completely.
And that's why, for me, I don't like the word supplier. It's nice to be part of the team.
Yeah.
Because if you're part of the team, you can raise your hand. And but if you're a supplier, you're like, yo.
You must supply.
you must supply.
Whatever I ask you, you must supply it.
That's it. So for us, I mean, we keep the culture up, you know. I wouldn't want to wake up and go to work to a place that I don't like.
That's right.
With people that I don't like.
That will cut you up.
Part of our character or our ethos is don't be a dick. That's part of, it's in our thing.
Don't be a dick.
You know, put your people that you work with first. Work together. So laughter is the order of the day.
You
know, everyone is always happy, and
that's great.
Even in the tough times, because like they are tough times. But if you wake up, and I tell my staff this: if you wake up and you don't feel like going to work because you hate the people, because you hate the job, then
you don't have to be there. That's so dope, man. Because strangely enough, I read this article that Chris Goss wrote. But he was actually talking about something that he spoke about on the show. About how the difference between you know what SA creatives and creatives in the US or agencies in both countries, and that there's just a big fear that seems to be running that entire industry because of this supplier thing, and because you're just like, I have to make this guy happy.
That's
you know what
it.
I mean? I have a bottom line that I have to feed and whatever. But I don't think that we have to be oblivious to it to keep giving the expertise that they hired us for.
That's it, and that's why digital helps for us. Because the thing is, if you're talking concept to concept, it's anyone's game.
That's right.
But if you can say, okay, Mr. Client, I believe if we run with this campaign, these are the effects that we tie ourselves. So, you know, we've had deals with clients that say, okay, if we run this campaign and we don't reach these results, you can take 25%. We've had those commitments because we believe this is the right way,
that's
you know,
insane.
And we're willing to put our money on the table to make sure that we go with this. So we need bravery, you know, we need bravery. And I think it is the age of fear where client on the other side is so nervous about bottom line that it spreads to the agency, and it shouldn't spread to us. Let's do our thing.
Exactly. You know, but I think that's actually what helps draw the client closer to work that people actually love. You know, and I'm a big advocate for brand love. In as much as I understand that there are numbers, and you spoke about, you know, the need for the numbers that the work needs to deliver on certain numbers.
Sure.
I think that's great. But it just feels like one of my biggest things about advertising is, one, that's hard to measure. Up until it's kind of at a later stage, and that's brand love.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And when you've got your agency loving the brand, it's going to be easy for them to make the work that makes the consumer love the brand.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
That's
So once this fear has seeped through into the air conditioning,
it's a problem
of the agency. Then it's just like, guys, let's make this thing, because that guy is under pressure. He's going to shout at me.
Yeah.
So I just want to make the stuff that's going to make him not shout. It's not the thing that's going to make him smile. I just want him to not shout at me.
You cracked it. It's the brand love, you know, and the guys love working on the national brand. You know, I think the national brand is such a beautiful thing because it creates jobs, and whatever we do for brand, they say, is influencing the country. I mean, you're the country's agency, so that's the first thing. You know, people mustn't lose the love.
Yeah,
because once you lose the love, the fear comes in.
Critical. Mission critical.
Yeah, dude.
Well, you won't believe it. Our time is almost up.
I think extra time.
Mr. Karel.
Extra time.
No. I think he's heard me. But dude, what an inspiring hour of hangout, dude.
I think
you guys are doing an amazing job and are doing a very important job.
That
energy and that ethos needs to start spreading around more of even the bigger agencies. I just think that There is a need to inject some of that energy that I'm getting from you now into the bigger agencies in order for us to keep going back to doing the right stuff.
It's important. And I was saying to someone was saying, how does it feel? It's important also to stay humble in our growth.
That's right.
Because I was like, it doesn't feel like anything to me it must feel like something to Avatar, because that's
right.
the person that won.
That's
that
right.
award is not available.
Person, yeah.
So ask Avatar how he feels.
That is yeah. a that is a great way to
yeah,
put it.
Yeah.
And in fact, yeah, I mean, if there was anything that you would implore the industry to start doing, you know, because I get the feeling that, you know, at this rate, yeah. it's not going to be too long until we're here having a conversation about, yeah, and then agency of the year, you know,
you,
large
man.
Agency of the year, because of what it sounds like. If there's anything that you want, like, you know, the kids who have just come into the industry or even the people who are in the game
yeah.
now, if there's anything that you would like for them to remember each day when they go to the office, what would that be?
Make a difference, you know, make
yeah.
a difference to your clients, make a difference to your surroundings,
so
make
dope.
A difference to yourself. Never stop growing, never stop learning, man. Be as, you know, at
I
the
like
school that I come from, they say always be a sponge. You know,
yeah.
I'm very strange.
Sponge.
I'm very strange because even at funerals, I see insights. I'm like... I'm like, and I'm at a wedding just looking at him like, oh, the MC is talking, that's an insult.
Yeah, yeah, wait, I'm going to put that down.
I'm like, no, it's a funeral. I'm not supposed to be drawing insights here. So always be a sponge, get the information, yeah?
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Vinny Ngubane. Guys, what an amazing chill out I had today. It feels like December in the studio today, you know what I mean? It feels like, you know what I mean? That tequila thing I keep talking about, I think we might have to break a rule today. Anyway, I think a fantastic
Thank
day.
You.
I think, guys, get out there. Get the podcast. It's at cliffcentral.com. You can pay for your moms because there actually wasn't a lot of swearing on the show.
Fuck that.
Okay. Maybe now you can't play it for your moms. No, you can. You can. Play it around the studio, guys. There's a lot of that. Like I told you, skeleton stuff. Play it around the studio now because, you know, people are gone, right? And those briefs are not very forthcoming for things and squeeze bags. Just play it. Just play it around the studio. And you can actually also go listen back to some of the old podcasts. Some really great insights from some really great people, just like the show we had today. So big up to the guys at Avatar. Big up to you, Mr. Vinny Ngubane.
Thank you, man.
And yeah, guys, I mean, it's been another dope show. And once again, if the show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. Boom.
Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-G-G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com. Cliffcentral.com.